code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, magnificent Monday, August 25th, 2025. Going to finish up this story and then get to your text messages. David Forsmark said, this reminds me of the fall of 2017, when then state Senate candidate Tom Barrett, who now is a U.S. congressman, representative, was behind the controls of a Michigan National Guard helicopter that landed on the Perry High School football field to deliver the game ball. The football game had been promoted to be military appreciation theme. Well, they reached out to Barrett, who was at the time a reserve helicopter pilot. A Democratic challenger for the Senate seat, the late Lansing-based public relations executive Kelly Rossman McKinney, attempted to make the case that Barrett's military connections was misused for political gain. However, the guard said there was no evidence of the landing being politically motivated. And Forsmark described Barrett as having a fun moment, which was enjoyed by the students, the families, and that story kept him in the news and Michiganders reading about it, eventually leading to his victory over Kelly Rossman McKinney, becoming a state senator, and leading to him now being a U.S. congressman. While campaign finance nerds might be concerned about ethics, Forsmark indicated that everyday Michiganders are going to be focused on the fact that John James was giving away backpacks filled with school supplies to kids in his district. Truscott admitted that ethics complaints typically take forever weaving through the process, and I think most people file them just to get the headline out of it. He sees today's story against James as one that just can't be ignored. Yeah, well, guess what? It's going to be ignored. It's going to be forgotten. And who cares that this ignorant person, former Democrat, congressional district chairman, filed the stupid complaint? These actions hurt democracy by giving one candidate unfair advantages of running with the power of the United States Congress behind them. Joel, you're an ignorant person. Get over it. A couple of text messages coming in. Jim up in Sheboygan. Amen, trucker. We love you. Well, at least I got one person in St. Ignace who loves me. To crooked positions with voting rights punished. Privilege penalty, hang them. Uh-oh, yeah. He did something majorly wrong. Unbelievable. Oh, this is a good one. On topic and everything. Christine down in Northville. This is an actual tag off of a garment that was made in China. Democracy. Certified authentic. than the backside. And this is interesting the way this reads. As a modern woman who grew up with fashion but got busy with life, we want you to be informed, yet have the freedom to be your own muse. You expect value, deserve quality, and a fit you can trust. We vow to give you a loyal brand relationship that embraces who you are, enhances what you've got, elevates your confidence, and evolves your personal style. Follow us at Democracy Clothing. Tag on ladies' garments made in China. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan Public School District Board. What's in a word? Question. In 2025, clear communication first requires definitions of terms and explanation of intent when we engage in discussion. Too much of our language is subject to interpretation, like it or not. Least not forget the Tower of Babel. Absolutely agree. But you see, the problem that I have, we have allowed the progressives, the left, the communist socialists, whatever you want to call them, we've allowed them to control the narrative. We have allowed them to get away with words that we can't use. Well, the N-word is a nasty, horrific word that has absolutely been part of our culture for far too long. It needs to stop. If you ever say the word, just bite your tongue. Stop it. But just like the N-word, democracy has got to be stopped as well. We have allowed them to get away with this narrative. We've allowed them to get away with the fact that they are telling people that we are a democracy when in fact we're not a democracy. And that when it comes to actions by a U.S. congressman who's running for governor of the state of Michigan, these actions hurt democracy. Okay, you need to put your big boy pants on, Joel, and get over it. If it's an ethics complaint, then file the complaint. I understand. But don't be using words like democracy when we don't even have one as justification for your complaint. That's number one. Number two, what kind of penalties is attached to this ethics violation? Is there a fine? Is it a misdemeanor? Is John James looking at possibly going to jail for doing what he did? No. I don't even think there's a financial penalty to be paid. And who would it be paid to? It's not very much different than what Jocelyn Benson has done her entire time as being our Secretary of State. In a courtroom, 7 different courtrooms, evidence was presented, oral arguments were made, defenses were put up. 7 different judges have ruled that Jocelyn Benson has broken Michigan's election laws. 7 different times. 7 different courts. 7 different judges. There's only one problem. Gretchen Whitmer, our governor, Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, as well as, of course, our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, they're all attorneys. Jocelyn Benson looked at the election laws and she discovered something. She discovered that these laws contained no punishments, no fines, no fees, no penalties, no court time. So you know what? She ignored them. She put out rules And they're doing it again for next year's election. My wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, and her deputy clerk, Annette Marcus, went to Mount Pleasant. Spent 3 days there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, last week, and attended the MAC conference and elections. Michigan Associations of County Clerks. Association of County Clerks for the entire state of Michigan. And guess who showed up? Jocelyn Benson. As well as her director of elections for the Board of Elections, Jonathan Brader. And you know what was discovered at this conference? What was presented to them? They were taking notes. Both Annette and Vicky were taking notes, and they couldn't take them fast enough. Brader stood up, addressing the county clerks, and rambled off, read off very quickly, probably so they couldn't take notes, all the upcoming rules that this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, wants them to use in carrying out this upcoming election. Didn't cite any MCLs, any statutes, any laws on the books that justify these rules, but said, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to be expected to do. This is how we expect you to run your elections next year. We don't know if any of these rules that they put forward are legal, whether they're ethical or not. But there's still rules being put out by the Secretary of State, who, by the way, is running for governor. Now, what about that, Joel? These actions, rules coming out dictates to clerks as to how they're supposed to be election next year, when in fact she's running for the highest statewide office in the state. Not in Washington, in the state of Michigan. She's running to be the next governor. Talking about hurting democracy, hurting our constitutional republic. How can this Secretary of State possibly be dictating rules to clerks when in fact she's a candidate running for governor? She doesn't care. There's no penalties, there's no fines, there's no punishment. So I'm going to go ahead and do whatever I want to do. Final segment of today's first hour. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by Patriots Relief CBD products. You just heard the commercial. Well, Tim Roberts has a combo pack that I highly recommend. The tinctures, the drops, eyedropper bottle of the CBD, as well as the external intense relief rub. It's a great combo pack. I highly recommend it. I take the drops in the morning. I take the drops at night before I go to bed. I use the intense relief rub on my shoulders, my lower back. Absolutely sleep like a baby. Highly, highly recommend you get some of this. Great products. All you have to do is give them a call, 877-230-1776. Or check them out online, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. Using that slash trucker, you'll get 40-45% off depending on what's in the system and free shipping. So highly recommend it. If you'd like that information, just text me on my phone, 231-360-5140. Text me PR or Patriots Relief, and I'll send you the information. I've got a story pulled up here talking about the budget, talking about the deadlines. We're going to get into this at the bottom of the next hour, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. A summer survey of 240 local school officials found that 79% do not have confidence that a state budget deal will be reached before the government shutdown goes into effect at midnight on September 30th. In response, 15% of the survey conducted by the Michigan School Business officials said they've already cut their fiscal year budgets. Another 44% are saying they're considering doing the same thing. Well, if the legislature and the governor are unable to put together a fiscal year budget for 2026 at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, 43% of school districts would have a cash flow problems starting as early as October 20th. If the state aid payment is delayed, this could mean vendors' bills being delayed, problems meeting payroll obligations for teachers and staff, and significant problems with continuing district operations.
According to the survey, one of the respondents said, "We have panicked teachers and staff. We have held out as long as possible on some crucial purchases to the point that we're starting school without valuable resources. We're highly concerned that this will lead to major non-staff cuts, elimination of certain programs, potentially layoffs." Well, historically, state legislators have tried to complete a school aid budget by July 1st. After the messy 2019 budget cycle, in which Republican legislature dumped a non-negotiated budget on Whitmer's lap in late September, a law was passed requiring the legislature to get the coming year's budget bills done by July 1st. Okay, another law was passed. What's the penalties? What's the punishment for breaking this law? Zero. Nothing. Just like the seven election laws that Jocelyn Benson has in court been proven to be violating our election laws, again, with no penalties. Who writes a bill with no penalty? What, you're just going to pass a bill and then expect people to follow it? There's got to be a punishment, a penalty attached to every single bill for violating any laws you idiots pass in Lansing. I'm sorry, I'm so frustrated this morning with people just being ignorant. If there's no penalty, they're not going to follow it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed the coming year school aid budget fund back in July for the last 4 years. Since 2011, the state school aid fund budget has been passed in either June and signed in June or July for all but 2 years. 2019, Whitmer's first year, while the COVID panic year took place for 2020. Local school officials are expecting an increase. 82% majority believe ultimately they will get state aid. 66% say the size of that will be increased anywhere from $200 to $400 per student. Well, if they pass the Republican plan, it'll go up to $12,000 per student instead of $10,000 that the Democrat Senate wanted. Survey found that schools are already under financial stress regardless of the budget's timing due to the federal stimulus dollars that are drying up. Bottom line, they need to cut the spending on this budget. And that's the problem. That's it for the first hour. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a